21 minutes after the hour. We are Your Insurance Matters on AM 960 KKNT. You know, insurance is basically a risk management tool that you use to get prepared for unfortunate events. In order to protect yourself, you must first understand what you are protecting against. Terrorism is a real threat to our security, to your finances, and your personal property. And joining me now is veteran film and television actress Lee Kessler. Her career in Hollywood and New York spans 35 years and includes dozens of guest starring roles in episodic television and miniseries and movies of the week. She had recurring roles in Hill Street Blues and Matlock and was submitted for an Emmy nomination twice for her starring roles in the movie Collision Course with E.G. Marshall and the ABC special Which Mother Is Mine. She co-starred with Peter O'Toole in the movie Creator. Her espionage novels White King and the Doctor and the predecessor book White King Rising have accurately, if not accidentally, predicted the strategies and tactics of anti-American terrorists. And Lee Kessler, welcome to the show.
Hey, Larry. It's good to be with you.
Well, thanks for being with us today. We're so excited to have you with us. And, you know, Lee, if I can ask you, you know, here you are. I mean, you're a successful actor, a screenwriter, a playwright, and a stage director. Now, I'm sure you've been asked this 100 times, but what led you to write that first book, White King and the Doctor, and then now your sequel, White King Rising?
Well, it wasn't something that I had intended to do, but after 9/11, I think, like most Americans, was recognizing that we're in the fight of our lives here and that we needed to know who was doing what to whom and why and figure out how to win. And I wanted to find a way to contribute. And I remembered reading that the Israelis had warned us back in the 90s about a specific man. His name is Ayman al-Zawahiri, and he is the real-life mastermind of al-Qaeda. And they had said that he was very bright. They regarded him as the most dangerous man on the planet. They could never figure out what he was going to do next, and they just couldn't anticipate his moves. And so I thought, well, you know, I've had the opportunity as an actress to play real people several times. And it's a specialized acting approach. So I said, why don't I do a character analysis of this man and see if I can figure out his driving motivation? Because if I get that right, then I would be able to explain away what he'd done in the past, but also begin to predict and evaluate scenarios and actions and future things he might do. So I just went about to do it as if I were going to play him or direct the actor who was going to play him. I made some notes, and then those notes and future scenarios started to happen in real life, a little too close for comfort. And I said, oh, man, how do I get this message out? And I realized probably the best way was to tell it through a story and create novels that would help Americans understand what's happening to them. And then, of course, it caught on here.
Well, you know, Lee, you brought up, you mentioned that, unfortunately, some of these events that you talked about in your book actually started to occur. And I understand that what you wrote about and predicted in your books, so as these occurred, I mean, counterintelligence, people from the government and military started calling on you and asking, hey, what do you know? How did you get this information?
Yes, it caught their attention, you know, as the book got out and through book signings and people would hand it to people. And then I started to meet some wonderful people, actually, who have our security tremendously in mind. But they were having difficulty separating the fact from the fiction. It all seemed so plausible to them that I've had people call and say, you know, you couldn't have done this. Whoever did this book is deep in the intelligence community, so deep. They're deeper than we are, and they know more than we were. And, you know, and jokingly, they would say, what were you, in the cave with bin Laden or what? You
know? Well, and you get a lot of support from military and counterintelligence because, well, they think you've pegged this, Lee.
Yes. I had the privilege of meeting General Paul Vallely and Steve Luckey, who's a counterterrorist specialist and works with Homeland Security. And they have moved the book forward, called it to people's attention, but they do feel that I did peg it, that this is likely what's happening to us and how we're being attacked.
So, Lee, can you give us a brief synopsis of what White King and the Rising is about?
Well, the first book, which was White King and the Doctor, has to do with connecting the dots of what we've been experiencing, what's going on in the world and inside the United States, who's doing it, and maybe a bit of why they're doing it. And it's a very frightening picture, but calming by the end, because you see a picture that was there all along, but without coming through the actual mind of the mastermind of Al-Qaeda, you wouldn't see it. But once the dots are connected and it's visible, you go, oh, who turned that dragon loose in my living room? And White King Rising is the story of the Trojan horse within the United States that is bringing us down from within, and how to beat it and how to win.
Since you brought that up, I wanted to ask you, because you write about a fifth column, and I'm not sure if I completely understood that. And then you tie that in with what you mean about the Trojan horse theory. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, a fifth column in military terms is a force inside a country whose purpose is to break the solidarity of the country, to soften the target, if you will, so that outside attacking forces could prevail. And in my analysis and in my stories, the fifth column is the main attack. It's coming from within. It's already here. It was laid in long ago by the Soviets, and this particular man, having studied Stalin and his strategies and tactics, is using it. And he did it by bringing a Trojan horse in. You know, a Trojan horse is something that we embrace as a gift, you know, like the Greeks did. People of Troy did, that it's a gift, and we bring it in, and but there are agents within that Trojan horse that have penetrated all of our institutions and are undermining us, not even subtly anymore, but whether it be education, family, religion, military, justice. I think most Americans are very concerned that it seems like every one of the institutions that we anchor ourselves on is undermined and weakening, and that would be the combination of the fifth column and its Trojan horse.
Very interesting. And Lee, I want to get into this a little bit more. We're getting ready to come up against our commercial break, so I have to ask you to hold over if you would. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, we're talking with film and television actress Lee Kessler. Her new book is White King Rising. This book is the predecessor to White King and the Doctor. If you like thrillers, this is a must-read. It's a novel. It takes you inside the mind of a terrorist, what their strategies are to bring us down, and then White King Rising is ultimately how we will win. And Lee, you would you be happy to take callers from any of our listeners?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and you also you sent me a book that I can give away to one of our listeners. So I want to let you know, give us a call at 602-508-0960, or toll-free 888-960-9696. The first caller, give us a call, say hi to Lee, and we're going to get you a free book. We're going to get you the book White King Rising. So more on the other side of this break with Lee Kessler. Our phone lines are open. Call us at 602-508-0960 or toll-free 888-960-9696. We'll be right back. Don't go away.